Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? What is up? What is up? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast, and I've got something to get off of my chest for you, champion. Hey, it's great to be back. Great to have you here. Thank you so much for all the great feedback on my $200 pair of jeans. Yes, it's true. A lot of you are like, dude, seriously? Hey, yeah, but keep in mind, I buy a new pair of jeans, especially that kind of jeans, once in a generation. Probably another 15 to 20 years before yours truly will be firing a couple of Benjamins at the Nordstrom clerk to get me some trousers. Anyway, I've worn them. They feel amazing. Enough of the jeans. Thank you for the feedback, but I will tell you something. Are they comfortable? Wow. All right. Now, speaking of mundane crap that nobody cares about, do you want to be boring? Do you want to be incredibly boring? Do you want to be non-existent? Do you want to be vanilla milk toast? Would you like people to look directly past you as they are on their way to something that really matters, something that's important? Okay, if the answer is yes, let's talk about how to do that. Let's talk about how to swim in the sea of sameness and be completely irrelevant in life. You ready? Here we go. Here's a pet peeve of mine, and I don't know why this is popping up so much now on Facebook, but it is a pet peeve of mine. So sit back. Relax. If you're on the treadmill, keep running. Not too fast. You might fall off of laughter or disgust. You're mowing the lawn, doing the dishes, riding in the car. Just kick the feet back. Not both of them if you're driving, obviously. And just humor me for a minute. I just got to get this off my chest because this is the stuff. This is the water cooler crap that goes on in corporate America all day, every day. And now it's permeated its way to entrepreneurs. I mean, really successful people posting this crap online. You ever see these posts strictly to get engagement on people's Facebook page? Because people need to know that everybody loves me. I got 8,000 friends. I don't know any of them, but they all love me. You seen anything like this? Okay, guys, what's your favorite dessert to have after a big meal? Go. Or, hey, guys, what's your favorite color? Or, oh, God, I don't even know. Stupid. Just, I'm boring. That's what it should say. It should say something like this. Hey, guys, I'm boring. Like, if you agree. I'd actually like that post. For the record, my favorite color is blue. If you see me online or doing videos, I'm usually in a blue shirt. Because it accents my baby blue eyes so well. But holy cow, I can't even think. I probably should have prepared for the show and had a couple of specific examples. Those aren't too far off, though. You know what I mean? Like, hey, guys, tell me, who was your most memorable teacher in grade school and what impact? Go ahead. Leave a comment. I'm like, no, I don't have time. I don't have time. Who the hell has time to tell you what your favorite color is or what my favorite meal is on Sunday after church or what my favorite drink is outside of water or how much water do I drink or anything like that? These posts are inane, absurd, ridiculous, a time vampire, and scream that you are an incredibly boring person. Come on, can you not think of something more insightful to put online? That's why people will not do business with you. I wouldn't, and I'm surprised, and I'm really shocked, and I would never name names because I'm not here to embarrass any one individual, but I am shocked at some people online who I know have accomplished great things, are trying to get this clickbait engagement, post-engagement stuff going. Like, I get it. There is an algorithm that if there's a ton of comments on one particular post, Facebook is going to show that more and more, get you. I get it, but come on, man. What if we all had a social media lobotomy Has your entire brain just been removed and you can't think of anything, you know, intelligent or witty, not even witty, but engagement? For example, let me help you out, okay? If you're one of these people that suffers from social media lobotomy, let me help you out. What is it that you're really passionate about? It is not your favorite color. If it is, good Lord, get a hobby, okay? It is not what your favorite color is. It is not, tell me who your favorite actor is. Who's your favorite 80s actor? Go. Okay. I don't know. Done. Bye. Unfriend. Unfollow. Unpoke. Goodbye. Block. Call 911. Send 35 Domino's pizzas to your house. All of that. Not only will I not go, I'm never coming back. All right? How about this? How about this for an email? You know, and I don't even, first of all, I got no notes. You guys know how this show goes. By the way, so many new listeners. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. My Twitter feed blows up every day after I record a show and upload it. All these new tweets come in from people that just started listening. Like, Sam, I'm on episode 180. I think I'm almost there. I'm like, no, add about 1,000 more and you'll be halfway there. Because it's the Everyday Saturday Podcast, the longest running motivational show on the planet. Try something like this. If I were to put a post out there, you know, when I was stuttering like Porky freaking Pig jumping up and down on one leg, this one thought came to my mind when I was 15 years old and immediately stopped me right there from stuttering and thought, you know, if I'm ever going to be anything in life, I should probably figure out how to stop being Melikakit, pretty darn sad. Okay? That's something I might record. Or put out there on the social media platforms. It's interesting. Who'd have known a guy that next weekend is in Toronto speaking with Tony Robbins and Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide? Who knew that this kid was just an insecure bundle of fluff stuttering his you-know-what off in high school, grade school, would have never thought of it. Nobody would have ever pegged me to be a speaker, ever. You want to know what's amazing as well? You want to know what happens when you run unapologetically towards your dream? You know what happens? I posted this on Facebook last week. This was an interesting Facebook post that got a lot of engagement, and I didn't ask what somebody's favorite color was. My alma mater, Bradford High School, Bradford, PA, invited me to be the commencement speaker at this year's graduation, which is totally hilarious. June 1st, 2017, I will be yours truly delivering the commencement address, sending the graduating class out into the world with these very tidbits you've been listening to on this podcast over the years. But in all seriousness, amazing honor, way bigger in my opinion than speaking to 15,000 people or 5,000 or 4,000 or 400 people wherever, whenever over the past so many years. Way big an honor. Why? Because it's my hometown. It's where I grew up. Bradford, PA. Who knew a kid with 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, would be asked to come back and deliver the commencement address? It's an incredibly huge honor, and I am humbled. I remember when I walked down those same aisle in the auditorium in Bradford in June of 1986, and my mom was there. I believe my sister was there. Not all of my brothers and sisters were able to make it back. Specifically remember my mom, though. She would have been 58 years old at the time. She lived to be 69, so she died 11 years later in 1997. And I remember how proud she was. I think she actually might have thought that this guy's going to actually graduate or not. Long story on that one, boy. Whew, dodged a bullet. Did not take a trigonometry test 2 weeks before graduation because I missed school for some reason. Might have skipped school. Not sure what the reason was. My senior year will go down in infamy. I know everybody says that about their senior year, except for people that actually studied. One of the most fun 9 months, 10 months of my life. I can't even remember a stretch that good, man. You've heard people being on a roll. I was on a 10-month roll. It was just incredible. I could, So student council president, basketball team, partying every weekend, no worries in the world, making a little bit of money and a side job, working at the Bradford Hospital. I mean, it was just all, it was just flowing, man, flowing. Discovered girls that year. Wow, it's just crazy. But anyway, I digress. I didn't take a trigonometry test, and it showed a 0 out of 100 on my report card. All I had to do was make it up. So I went out on a Friday night. I think it was actually the prom. It was actually the prom. And I didn't get into like 7 in the morning. Went to sleep. Nothing less than a nuclear bomb would have woken me up. Or my mom. One of those two. Was sleeping like a dead animal, going on about 2 hours of sleep. May have been alcohol involved as well. And she, you're not going to graduate. Oh, my God. What's going on? I'm like, whoa, where am I? I didn't even know where I was. Seriously, I had no idea. I didn't know if I was even on this planet, in this zip code, in my own bed, my own. I didn't even know where I was. And I couldn't even know what my mom was yelling about. And when I say yelling, I don't mean yelling. I mean like something out of crazy, like Goodfellas or something. Like, where? Finally, I figured out. I'm like, whoa, mom, I just didn't take the trigonometry. I don't know how I figured this out. But the mail had just come, and it was, your son is not going to graduate letter. I'm like, what? Come on, man. I'm student council president. What, you think they're not going to graduate me? And so anyway, long story short, I was able to come to at least my senses for all of about 90 seconds, explain that I just need to make the test. Took the test, got like an 85. All was good in the hood. Yours truly was back with the cap and gown once again and walking down the aisle. Now getting to deliver the commencement address some 31 years later. It's an amazing honor, but it happens because people find the message interesting. They don't expect me to deliver that commencement address. At least I don't think so. They would probably expect me to ask more pointed questions of the graduating class than, what's your favorite color? Okay. What? Let me ask you, graduating class of 2017, what is your favorite car? American-made car. Go, everybody. Go. What is it? What do you like to do? Okay. What is your favorite pasta? Class, come on now. Tell Uncle Sammy what's your favorite pasta that you like to eat. Let me ask you one more question, guys. One more question. All the boys and girls going out in this generation to change the world. Let me ask you this mind-blowing question. What was your first pet's name? Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get you going. So you're welcome in advance, class, for these three amazing questions that cause you to think and think and think. And oh, by the way, you can find me at imincrediblyboring.com. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/boredvanillamilktoast. And you'll find me right there asking more amazing questions just like these to people dumber than you. Okay? Listen to me. Okay? In all seriousness, be interesting. Be in the interesting business. You don't got to be funny. You don't got to be a stand-up comedian. You don't got to be any of that. You just got to be interesting. Don't think like everybody else thinks. Don't read the same books. If everybody all read the same books, we'd all be speaking from the same chapter all the time. You know, in the entrepreneurial world, where I spent a lot of time, everybody's favorite books are usually Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, E-Myth, excuse me, a couple other ones. And that's cool. Look, those are they're all amazing books, by the way. Read them. But I posted on my Facebook page something about this today, and I said, you know what's a really great book that I've been recommending for 10 years? And those of you that know our Everyday is Saturday community and you've been inside it, you know this. Chasing Daylight. You want to put a fire to your butt and get moving? Go to Amazon, buy the book Chasing Daylight about Eugene O'Kelly, who was given 90 days to live. And what he did in those 90 days. And the guy was loaded. I mean, rich. He was one of the top four CEO accountants in the country here in the U.S. and was given 90 days to live. What did he do? There's the book. He was chasing daylight. Him and his wife. I won't even give the story away, okay? But things like that. Those are good books. Those are things you got to read. That's how you become interesting. That's an interesting book. And if you don't think your life's interesting, you're just selling yourself short. You haven't taken inventory of all the different thoughts that you had, all the different things that you've done. Heck, even if you haven't done what you wanted to do, at least you've thought. You've had an incredible thought. Share those with people. People find that interesting. Anyway, that's the show for today. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you for allowing me to get this off my chest. It was very cathartic for me to share this with you. If you have something that annoys you, hey, hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. You got a topic for the show, hit me up at Twitter. It's @SamCrowley, or send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.